off an historic win. We haven't really had a chance to go through the record books to see, and probably won't be able to. It's going to take a little bit of while, but when you beat a team by 64 points, you limit them to just 8 points in a game, and in two separate quarters, you blank them. Well, let's put it this way. The 72-8 score by Saugatuck over Bloomingdale raised a lot of eyes along the lakeshore on Friday night, and Tom Kaysen mentioned, you know, it was not an easy game for anybody involved, and I think the Indians are just glad to have that in the rear view mirror. But at least they got a game in their belt after being off for 10 days because of enforced idleness due to weather conditions, and now playing a team in Bloomingdale that's really building and scuffling. A winless team to go up against a team with just one loss in the season from the ridiculous to the sublime, and that's the case tonight for Saugatuck. Indians are looking to continue their pace in a game that will challenge them and will test them in many different ways. A team that can match up with them in terms of intensity, maybe a little bit height-wise about the same. Not really a bear and terribly big team, but Saugatuck is not a big team, shall we say, either. The Indians, as we talked with Tom Kaysen earlier, needing to work on their defensive rebounding. That's been an Achilles heel for them this season. Teams have had second and third cracks at the basket throughout. But they do get Joe Kieselski back. Kieselski did not play in the Bloomingdale game due to the fact that in recruiting company, of course, is expected to parlay his success on the football gridiron into possible scholarship opportunities on the next level. But Coach Tom Kaysen told Kozlowski, go ahead and go to your recruiting trip. We really won't need you against Bloomingdale, and certainly that was the case there. Indians got 20 points from Mike Winowicki, 13 points from Wes Weber, as everybody who was available played and scored with the exception of Joe Shishagwe. He didn't get on the board, but they looked for Joe possibly to be able to provide a little bit of key things off the bench when he spells some of the starters that normally comes in. We should see the usual starting five for Saugatuck tonight with Wes Weber and Mike Winowicki, along with Blake Dunn as basically three guards. Weber can certainly handle the ball as well as anybody at 6'6". Winowicki, as we mentioned last week, a week ago, made a commitment to attend Illinois, Indiana Wesleyan, or Indiana Lutheran, I think, but it's a school down in Indiana, and he's going to cast his lot down there, and we wish him the best on that. Justin Ferrara and the other starter besides Weber, Kieselski, Winowicki, and Dunn. So the Indians are going to be looking for the big guys, both Dunn, Weber and Winowicki, to be able to put the ball in the basket. Kieselski to be able to do some of the rebounding and interior defensive things to do. And then Blake Dunn, the 5'9 freshman, may have the toughest job of all. He may be asked to try to keep the 5'9 senior Brian Alden in check for Waterville. But as we've seen from Blake Dunn, he doesn't shy away from very many challenges. Indians 10-1, 5-0 in the SAC North. Waterblade at 7-1 and 4-0 in the SAC South. Now, we do want to remind you that visit NHSAA.com to check out scores and schedules, tournament brackets, educational and health and safety responses, and much, much more. Sign up to become a registered user of the MHSAA website and become a score reporter. They do need them. Check out blogs and podcasts. Keep your perspectives about high school sports straight. It's all online at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. Coach Aaron Toothman talking with his players who are still out on the floor. Saugatuck's team in with Coach Tom Kaysen for a final team talk before they go out for final warm-ups, and we get this one started. Decent crowd on hand for this Tuesday night encounter between Saugatuck and Water Blade. Now West Weber leads the Saugatuck Indians out to begin the final warm-ups before their game against the Water Blade Panthers. And many, it's an unusual sight in the Southwestern Athletic Conference. Not unusual with other high schools, but in this conference, most of the schools do not have a cheer squad. Water Blade does have cheerleaders tonight, so they'll be trying to root the Panthers on tonight against the Saugatuck Indians. When we come back, some final pregame thoughts, and we'll have the opening tip. So stay with us. You're listening to Saugatuck High Basketball on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. This broadcast is made possible by authority granted by Saugatuck Public Schools and is intended for the private non-commercial use of our audience. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions and the accounts of this game without the express written consent of Saugatuck Public Schools and Midwest Communications is not permitted. This announcer has been selected and is employed by Midwest Communications. Of course, we put the disclaimer out, but of course you can be able to listen to our broadcast not only on 92.7 The Van, WYVN Saugatuck Island, but also listen online at 92.7thevan.com on your PC or Macintosh. You can also listen online through the 92.7 The Van app. You can pick up that app for your Android or your iPhone through the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store. It's free. And we stream not only our broadcasts of high school and college basketball and football, but also great classic hits. And so you can take 92.7 The Van with you wherever you go. And let your family and friends know, for those of you who are family and friends of Saugatuck players and can't make it to the game or cannot pick up the broadcast live, we'll put the podcast of our broadcast on our website, available overnight for listening or downloading free of charge. Go to WHCC WIVN High School Sports in the podcast tab of 92.7thevan.com. The Saugatuck Indians in their home white uniforms, royal blue numerals, outlined in orange, royal blue and orange trim, will be moving from left to right in the first half. The maroon-colored road kit of the Water Blade Panthers with white numerals and trim. And they are now heading to the bench for final words with head coach Aaron Toothman. We'll be introducing the two starting lineups. And again, no really changes for Saugatuck either on them. With Joe Cashel, with Mike Winowicki, the 6'3 senior, Wes Weber, the 6'6 senior, and Blake Dunn, the 5'9 freshman, as three guards. And the two forwards, Joe Koshelski, the 6'4 senior, and Tristan Ferrara, the 6'1 senior. For Water Blade, as we're seeing their players taking off their warm-ups, we can surmise that Brian Alden, the 5'9 senior, will be at one guard. Caleb Smith, a 6'3 senior, will be at one forward. Devin Schultz, a 5'9 senior, will be at the other guard position. Luke Traver, a 6'2 senior, will be at one forward spot. And we're trying to get the fifth starter ascertained from across the way, and it's going to be R.J. Rudell, the 6'1 senior. So pretty much two teams that can look each other in the eye, height-wise and maybe stature-wise, will be facing each other tonight here at Saugatuck High. The earlier game for the girls won by Saugatuck by a final score of 43-35, as the Indians outscored the Panthers by 17 points, 22-5, to rally from 10 points down to win by 8. And leading the way was Jocelyn Silva with 18 points, offsetting a 15-point season-high performance by freshman Katie Schultz of the Panthers. As we mentioned, these two teams, one's from the north and one's from the south, they don't face each other too terribly often. But the way that their seasons are going right now, this could be a preview of the SAC championship game when we go to crossovers. And this year, the crossover will be in the South. Last year, of course, the North hosted the crossover games, and the Saugatuck Indians added another fresh laurel to their Leafs with another with a conference championship here against the Lawrence Tigers last season. So the starting lineups have been set. Webert and Kaszewski, Winnowicki, Dunn and Ferrara for Saugatuck, while Smith and Alden, Traver, Rudell, and Schultz, the five on the floor for Aaron Toothman's Waterville Elite Panthers. Indians play tonight against Waterville Elite. Friday, the Derby game at Fenville, the Never Forget contest, Never Forgotten contest involving the fundraising for the West Leonard Foundation over in Fenville on Friday night. Makeup doubleheader in Goebbels on Tuesday. Big game for the girls as Goebbels is undefeated. And then the Indians back here against Decatur on next Tuesday night. Tip is won by Waterville Elite. They'll go to work first with the basketball as we begin the boys' game. Between the rings, Devin Schultz trying to work on Ferrara. Gets it to high post left side for Rudell. Trying to do the weave to break the Saugatuck man-to-man defense. Fadeaway left side, Traver, back of the rim, no. Rebound offensive, put back in, R.J. Rudell. Rudell puts his first 2 points in. Indians and Waterville Elite scores on its first possession, 2-0. Indians first possession, Webert left side, trying to shake and bake on Schultz. Left corner, Ferrara, triple is there, got it there. Tristan normally doesn't shoot the tray, but he does that time for his lead change. 3-2 Saugatuck. Each team scoring ends opening possession. Schultz, left side. Top of the circle, Alden. Right side, Traver. Inside the arc, Banker is good. Traver with his first two. 4-3, Waterville Elite with the lead. Each team has scored on each of their possessions. Ferrara, left side, Webert. In the left corner for Winnowicki, and pulls it out. Winnowicki foul line, pulls into the jumper inside the circle, no. Rebound deflected by Winnowicki onto the floor, grabbed by Caleb Smith of the Panthers. One of the lead by one, and with the basketball. Front court quickly is Devin Schultz. Between the rings, R.J. Rudell. Plays catch with Schultz on the right side. Devin goes into the lane, foul, contact, and it's a foul against Saugatuck on the floor. Same officials that worked the girls' game, worked the boys' game. Wes Webber gets the first foul for either side tonight. And Waterville Elite will inbound left. And now we're going to get another foul on the floor. Another Saugatuck foul away from the basket. And it'll be Tristan Ferrara trying to fight through a pick. So two fouls in less than 5 seconds against Saugatuck. Brian Alden will inbound. Quick to open to Caleb Smith, and his shot's rejected by Webert out of bounds. Webert saw Smith coming from the back door and swatted it away. Webert at 6'6", the tallest player on either team, and he will be a factor if he can utilize that size and athleticism advantage. Deep inbounds to Caleb Smith for Waterville Elite. Right side, Luke Traver trying to get it, work on a pick, get it inside for R.J. Rudell, deflected out of bounds. Officials aren't certain which way to put it. They're going to talk. One official was backtracking away from the play, and it's going to be Waterville Elite basketball. Good call there from this point. We work from the mezzanine here at Saugatuck High School, so we have a top view of everything. 6:26 to go, first quarter. Waterville Elite with a 4-2 lead, 4-3 lead. Alden trying to find somebody open, throws it over everybody out of bounds. First turnover against Waterville Elite. All for either side tonight. So after two made baskets and a turnover, Saugatuck trying to regain the lead. Waterville Elite will have token pressure, but Dunn will walk it over the timeline, and that's where Luke Traver meets him. Right side for Webert. West bounces it in for Ferrara. Right side, Kaszewski drives right baseline, draws three defenders, pulls it out to Dunn. Triple from the left side. Other side of the rim, no. Rebound long. Brian Alden for Waterville Elite. He wants to get it quickly into the front court. High. Devin Schultz brings it in. Gets it underneath. Missed shot by Smith. Second one is also no good. Rudell gets the foul. It's a foul on the floor against Saugatuck. Kaszewski fouled Rudell trying to get to the loose ball. Rudell did put the ball in the basket, but it does not count. So Weber, Koszulski, and Barr each with one foul for Saugatuck. Indians down 1-4-3, 5:55 to go with first quarter. Again, Alden trying to find somebody open, does in the corner for Luke Traver. Hook in the lane, no. Rebound deflected, offensive, Caleb Smith, and it's knocked away by Ferrara. In for Dunn, 2-on-1 with Winnowicki, and Ferrara fouls Dunn, and Dunn gets fouled, and we may have gotten a T on Brian Alden, who basically collided with Dunn. Dunn is okay as he bounces off of the backboard. Same official that teed up Kevin Tringali and got him out of there has just teed up Alden. So Alden gets a technical. He was going to get the foul. He got pushed, and he's also been teed up, and Aaron Toothman is kind of wondering what was that all about. So Alden gets a foul and the tee, and Saugatuck will get the basketball after Blake Dunn will go to the line for two. Drops the first. Ties the game at four. Makes the second. Now, we should have a shooting of technical foul. So Dunn shoots the two free throws that accounted for the initial foul. But now, okay, interesting. Blake Dunn gets called for the technical. So now Tom Kaysen's asking some questions. Instead of Alden getting teed up, Dunn gets teed up. All right. Alden responds with two of his own. Waterbury will have the basketball. Blake Dunn will sit down. And coming in to replace him will be Alex Anschutz, the 5'9 sophomore, for a substitution for either side. So Dunn didn't like the way Alden fouled him. Maybe pushed back a little bit and he got teed up. Into the front court, Brian Alden. Caleb Smith for Schultz. In the lane, flips it back to Smith, right baseline, jumper, air brick. Rebound grabbed off by Winnowicki, Saugatuck. Indians down one, trying to regain the lead. Ferrara. Weber. And shoots left side. Weber pulls up for the jumper, left side. Air break, rebound. Loose into the hands of Weber. And Weber got fouled as he got to the loose ball by Devin Schultz. First foul on Schultz. Second foul on the Panthers. So the Indians trying to capitalize on the situation and regain the lead. Inbound pass to Ferrara. To Weber. Left side. Fakes the three. Goes inside the arc. Pulls it back for Ferrara. Inside for Winnowicki. Drives. Ball deflected off his hands out of bounds. Rudell was last to touch. It'll go to a Saugatuck. 5:06 to go in the first quarter. 6-5. Saugatuck with the lead. Scrappy first quarter as we expected. Here's Weber. Triple from the left side. Front of the rim. No. Rebound. Deflected into the hands of Weber. Pulls it out now for Anschutz. Left side, Ferrara. To Winnowicki. Triple from the left side. Back of the rim, no. Long rebound snatched away by Schultz. He wants to run. Front court quickly for Alden, who misses the bunny. Rebound grabbed off by Koszulski. Then he outlets out for Schultz. Anschutz, and he gets hammered. Schultz commits the foul, and that is now two fouls on Devin Schultz. Aaron Toothman has not made any substitutions yet. He may have to shortly with Schultz picking up his second with 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Here's Ferrara between the rings, Winnowicki. Ferrara left side, fakes the three, drives it inside for Koszulski. High up, alternating possession. Saugatuck maintains possession. As Ferrara drove left baseline and then dished it out. Now here's the substitution we were expecting to replace the two-fouled Schultz, but instead it's Caleb Smith who will sit down. Michael Strunk, the 5'10 senior, replaces him. Again, small lineup for Water Elite, but they're quick, and they fight for every basket. Here's Winnowicki, runner in the lane, rings it in. Michael with his first two. Indians regain the lead. 7-6, quickly in the front court, Devin Schultz. But Koszulski's back to defend on him, so they'll set up half court. And then Schultz got lean. Koszulski was lean into it. He and Schultz have some words. Schultz picks up his third. And Koszalski maybe tell, now here comes substitution. T.J. Hoffman, the 5'7 senior, comes in to replace three fouled Schultz. So Coach Baron Toothman playing a little bit of fire there, and he got burnt on that situation. With Schultz picking up three fouls. Here is Weber to Winnowicki. Oh, he made a little shuffle step. Pass for Koszalski, knocked away. Turnover again. Saugatuck back the other way. Kozolden drives, scores, foul. Brian Alden takes it to the hole, scores the basket, and gets called for the foul. Anschutz gets called with it. Alden now with four. Ferrara sits down. In comes Jake Alex Segovia. Free throw is good for Alden. And the Indians now trail by 2, 9-7. Alex Segovia, the 5'8 junior, tries to spin, takes it to the hole, draws contact, and a foul. He misses the shot. Good spin move by Segovia. Michael Strunk with the foul is first. That's five already for the Panthers. And foul line right will be Alex Segovia. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul. Segovia coming off a seven-point performance Friday night. Drops the second, though. Indians down one, 9-8. Pressure in the backcourt. Pass goes through one hand and goes in the other hand of Hoffman, but it's stolen away. And shoots Gannon on the turnover, second against the Panthers. Give and go with Segovia and shoots in. Koszalski was no good. Then Koszalski steps in front of a pass and commits another, and it steals the ball away. Segovia takes the three, drives left baseline out for Koszalski. Pulls his way in, no good. Winnowicki gets the offensive rebound and got pushed out by R.J. Rudell. Winnowicki wants a shooting foul. He's not going to get it. Rudell gets his first. That's six fouls, so the bonus light goes on once Mike Winnowicki inbounds the basketball. Koszalski. Oh, chippiness between the two teams right now. Pass in for Weber. Weber gets it to Koszalski. And we have a foul on the floor against Water Bleet. They're saying, what do we do? And the Indians will take advantage of that. Foul is on Traver, first for Luke. So the bonus light is up, and Koszalski will go to the line. Indians down 1-9-8, 3:07 to go, first quarter. It's been a lively first 5 minutes of this one. The remaining 31 should be the same. No, the remaining 27 should be the same. Koszalski hits the front out of the one and one. Here's first point. We're tied again at 9. First point, Indians have scored off a turnover. That's been the three turnovers against Water Bleet. Missed the second, though, so the Indians only get the 1 point off of the turnover. We're tied at 9. And Luke Traver brings it over the timeline. Alden into a wide-open Strunk who lays it up and in. First two for Michael. 11-9. Front court, Anschutz. Winnowicki between the circle, Segovia. Back to Anschutz. Weber right side. Between the rings, Winnowicki. Inside for Koszalski. Pulls his way in. Scores. Foul. Indians not afraid of taking the ball inside against a team that doesn't stack up height-wise with them. Second foul on Rudell. Schultz on the bench with three. Rudell's picked up his second. Caleb Smith comes in to make sure Rudell doesn't get his third. And Koszalski, his last game 2 weeks ago, he had 9. Season high. He's got 4 now. Indians have a 1-point lead at 12-11. 2:36 to go in the first quarter. Pressure in the backcourt, broken with pass in the front court to Traver, and he throws it away. No, it's deflected. Goes into the hands of Hoffman at midcourt. In the lane, left side for Alden. Tries to drive, foul on the floor. against the other number 11, Segovia. First foul for Alex. That puts the Indians at the limit. Blake Dunn returns. Joshua Shagway, the 6'2 senior, makes his first appearance and shoots. And Koshelski sit down. Joe's first break of the game. Don and Shagway join Winowicki, Webert, and Segovia. From the inbound pass, first crack is no good by Smith, but he gets the rebound and hooks it in. First two for Caleb. They're gaining the lead for Waterville lead at 13-12. And a bullet pass was a little bit too hard for Segovia to handle. And we're going to get a timeout with 2:10 to go. And it's a 30-second timeout, Michigan Tile timeout. Winter sale. Check it out. Stop in at Michigan Tile for all of your tiling needs. Along with Lindsay Michaels, I'm Gary Stevens here at Saugatuck High School. Back half of a doubleheader between Saugatuck and Waterville Elite. Indians won the girls' game 43-35. Outscoring the visitors by 17 in the fourth quarter. And Jocelyn Silva leading the way with 18 points for Saugatuck, offsetting a 15-point performance by Katie Schultz of the Panthers. So we continue on with the boys' game. Second turnover against Saugatuck. Three cough-ups by the Waterville Panthers. Walking the ball over the timeline is Luke Traver. Man-to-man defense by Saugatuck. T.J. Hoffman on the left side. Picks up the dribble. Bounces inside for Caleb Smith. His shot is no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Luke T.J. Hoffman. Saugatuck basketball. Minute 52 to go, first quarter. 13-12. It's been a seesaw affair. Nobody's led by more than two. Dunn with the dribble. Brings it over the timeline. He's basically, you can look Michael Strunk at 5'10 right in the eye. Dunn into the lane, drives off of the glass, no. Segovia tries to get a hand on it, cannot do so. Hoffman gets the rebound for Waterville 8. Front court, Caleb Smith. And it's over and back as Smith tried to throw it back to a defender, one of his teammates, and he was still in the backcourt. Turnover number 4 against Waterville 8. Saugatuck's only gotten 1 point off a turnover. 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Saugatuck down 1, 13-12, and they have the basketball. Moving left to right in their home whites. Dunn over the timeline, trying to work on Strunk to win a wiki. In the put on New York, got the two. Four for Michael. And the Indians up by two, oh, by one, 14-13. Here is Alden trying to drive left baseline, got held up by Segovia, and Alex picks up his second. First Indian with more than a foul. Tom Kazin, hands on in pockets. We'll get to the bonus lights. And Wes Weber will get his first break of the game. Tristan Farrell replaces him. Austin Phillips will come in to replace Segovia. Austin, the 5'10 senior. So outside of Jake Vermeulen and Bailey O'Brien, Jake Koenig. First of down two for Alden is good. He drops the front end of the 1-1. Aston Holdridge, the 5'9 junior, comes in to replace Traver for Waterville. He joins Smith, Alden at the foul line, Strunk and Hoffman on the floor for the Panthers. Got both of them for Alden. He has 7, his season high. I'll tell you in a minute. Here comes Ayers Winowicki. Drives in lane. One-hander is good. Michael with 6 in the quarter. And Saugatuck's lead is back up to 1 at 16-15. A seesaw affair with 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Alden in the circle. Hands it to Aldridge. Right side, Michael Strunk. Indians in the man-to-man. Between the rings, Hoffman. TJ. To the left side, Caleb Smith. Back to the right side, Aldridge. And Shashagway steps in front of a pass and forces a turnover. Ferrara. To Dunn at the midcourt stripe. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Dunn uses a pick, triples left side, throws an air break. Rebound grabbed off Ashton Holdridge for Waterville. Saugatuck tried to cash in, could not do so. Back the other way quickly is Alden. Triples on the left side, back of the rim, no. Rebound Ferrara. 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Front court, Austin Phillips. To Winnowicki. Drives. Misses. Oh, he usually makes those. Rebound Michael Strunk. And the quarter is over. Rugged first quarter. Saugatuck leads it after one. 16-15 over Waterville lead. High school basketball action on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Leading away for Saugatuck, Mike Winnowicki with 6 points. Joe Koszelski with four. Wes Roberts still has the score. Ryan Alden, 7 points for Waterville Eaton, who will begin the second quarter with the basketball. And down one, 16-15, moving right off the maroon-clad Panthers. Here's Alden. Between the rings, Michael Strunk. Dribbles left side for Holdridge. Luke Traver. Fifth round the floor is Caleb Smith. Ball in the left corner, Luke Traver trying to get around, pulls it out for Alden, triples left side, got it, fouled. Mental error there. Push foul on Weber, second on West. He's got two fouls, Weber and Dunn. Ferrara, Koszelski, Winnowicki on the fly for five on the floor for Saugatuck, starting five. Alden with 10 already, his season high is 23. He'll drop the free throw. As we mentioned, Alden is the guy that maybe Blake Dunn's had to play defensively on, and right now Alden's leading the charge. Dunn gets pushed at midcourt by Strunk, and Strunk called for the foul. It's two fouls on Strunk. Devin Schultz on the bench with three. R.J. Rudell also with two fouls, and Strunk doesn't like the call. But Blake Dunn, foul line right. Indians in the single bonus right now. Double bonus after this free throw, or free throws, if Dunn can make them. Blake's with 2 points already, both from the strike. Misses the free throw. Rebound grabbed off by Luke Traver. Front court Traver. Drives through two defenders. Foul on the floor. No. Foul will be called there. Both teams more than willing to mix them up inside. And that's now three fouls on Wes Weber, who has yet to score. And Austin Phillips will come in to get Weber out of there. Didn't get him out in time. Tom Cage in the spacing the sidelines. So foul line left will be Luke Traver. A couple of points tonight. Front of the 2-1-1. No good. Rebound grabbed off by Tristan Phillips. Front court. From you, it was Phillips who got the ball taken away. The rebound was initially done by Ferrara. So turnover number three for Saugatuck as Phillips got stripped of the ball. 3-point lead, biggest for either team. That's enjoyed right now by Waterville, who has the basketball, and they just threw it away. As it was too far in front of Traver. Fifth turnover against Waterville. Each team has gotten 3 points off turnovers. Tom Kazin rubbing the basketball for the official. He may need to get a new game ball. Well, no, they're not going to need a new game ball. They'll just work with the one they got right now. All right, 6:53 to go, first half. 19-16, Saugatuck with the, what I believe, with the lead, Saugatuck with the basketball. Dunn trying to work on Strunk at midcourt. Dunn will drive, take it to the hole, partially blocked by Smith. Rebound taken there by Traver. Back the other way comes Alden. Drives and scores. Alden with 13 in the first quarter. The lead is five. Biggest of the night either side. Waterville is enjoying it. Winnowicki, top of the circle, Trey. Rings off. Rebound by Phillips. Handed it to Winnowicki, and Winnowicki got fouled as he put it back up. Alden picks up his second foul. Winnowicki will go foul line right, trying to cut into a what is right now a 6-point run for Waterville. That's the first. One more coming, foul line right for Winnowicki. Points for Winnowicki, he'll drop the pair. Indians down three, 21-18. They'll put some pressure in the backcourt. quickly in the front court goes to Strunk, flips it back over for Traver to open Holdridge. Back to Traver, Indians in the man-to-man. Traver trying to shake around. Ferrara drives, throws, loses the ball out of bounds. Quick turnover against Saugatuck. We say hello to Austin Thomas for the first time, the 6'1 senior in for Waterville. Sits down Smith, Thomas and Strunk, Traver, Alden, and Holdridge on the floor for Saugatuck. Dunn brings it over the timeline. Winnowicki trying to get a pick, loses his balance, and that's because Luke Traver pushed him down. Kraszewski is trying to set up for a pick. Holdridge picks up his first foul. We got two shooting fouls, and two the rest of the way in the first half for Saugatuck. Foul line right is Winnowicki. Drops it. Nine for Michael. Winnowicki season high is 31 against Bangor here. One for the senior, two for the senior. He's got 10 in the first half. Indians down one, 21-20. They've scored four unanswered points. Putting pressure in the backcourt, Austin Thomas. Front court for Traver. And it is passed across court for Alden, way over his head out of bounds. Seven turnovers in against the Waterville lead. Again, only 3 points cashed in by Saugatuck on him. Actually make that 5 points now on the two free throws by Winnowicki. Mike brings it over the timeline after getting the inbounds from Ferrara. Winnowicki with his pocket pick momentarily by Traver, now recovers. Winnowicki left side for Ferrara. Triple from the left side. Got it from the left side. Pfister with a couple of trays, and the Indians regain the lead at 23-21. 5:19 to go, first half. Holdridge, left side to Alden. Winnowicki on him. Gets it to a wide open. Strunk misses the bunny. Ferrara cleans glass after blowing the defensive assignment. Got a break there. Winnowicki running the offense right now. Blake Dunn right side. Foul line extended between the rings. Phillips left side. Winnowicki trying to shake and bake on Holdridge. In for Kraszewski, and he got held up as he got the entry pass from Luke Traver. Or is it going to be a back-end foul? Nope, it's going to be a travel and violation against Kraszewski for shuffling the feet. Indians by two, 23-21. They've never led by more than two. And Dunn picks up a loose ball and steals. Goes to the basket, draws contact. Foul. No. Doesn't get the ball to drop down. But he took it to the basket to force the Traver to foul him. Second foul on Lucius. So Dunn at the line right. Blake is 2 points, but he's missed his last free throw. Those 2 points have been free throws tonight. Taking three. 6 points off of four turnovers already for Saugatuck here in the second quarter. T.J. Hoffman replaces Holdridge for Waterville Elite. Second shot coming for Blake Dunn. Short. Rebound Kraszewski, offensive Saugatuck. Dunn, triple right side. No good, loose ball foul, and it's going to be a foul called on Kraszewski for clearing out. Second on Joe. Both teams in the double bonus, so he's going to be shooting, and Kraszewski will sit down. Cheshagway replaces Kraszewski. Foul line left will be Hoffman. Traver with 2 points for Waterville Elite. Remember, at halftime, we'll be not only recapping the numbers here, we'll also have the MHSA perspective. First of two for Traver is good. As JJ will take a page from the Georgia Satellites, keep your hands to yourself. That's his topic tonight. MHSA perspective at the half. Second shot is no good. Rebound, Tristan Ferrara, Saugatuck. Indians by two, 24-22. 4.5 to go in a slow, gritty first half. And we're going to get a foul. And it'll be on Traver. Or is it on Strunk? Nope, it'll be on Traver. He'll pick up his third. First, two free throws for Winnowicki. Zeeb was the man who was fouled. He's got 10 points, lead Saugatuck. Four for Koshelski, three for Dunn and Ferrara, one for Segovia. So Traver sits down with the three fouls. Schultz is already on the bench with three. Weber on the bench with three for Saugatuck. Squalus on the bench with three for Saugatuck. Second free throw for Winnowicki. Drops them both. The Saugatuck has its biggest lead at four, 26-22. Three-quarters court pressure. Hoffman finds Strong triple dream, but he pulls it out to Alden. Tries to drive, and Dunn picks his pocket cleanly for Saugatuck. Winnowicki drives, puts it off of the glass. No. Rebound snatched away. Caleb Smith. He loses it to Winnowicki, puts it back up and misses it. Winnowicki again doesn't get it. Indians with all sorts of opportunities. Back the other way, Alden Smith, Brian Alden. Drives on Koshelski and drives and scores. Alden with 15. Back the other way, Winnowicki drives and scores the other way. 14 for Winnowicki. 28-24. Blue crew wants fouls. Boy, referee's letting the boys play right now. We've had a plethora of violations and fouls so far. Dunn almost steals another pass. He steps in front of Alden and knocked it out of bounds. We were promised a gritty game from Tom Kazin. We have not been disappointed. Not an artistic work at all. Alex Anschutz replaces Ferrara for Saugatuck. Inbound goes to Alden, trying to work around to Shagway, and then Dunn, he lays it up, no. Rebound deflected over Shagway by Smith. It goes to the hands of Alden and bangs it up in. 17 points for Alden. He's keeping ball. Water the lead in the game, 28-26. Winnowicki gets around Alden, puts it off a glass again. No, rebound grabbed off Strunk. 3:13 to go in the first half, 28-26. Saugatuck with the lead. Water the lead trying to get the tie or take the lead. Caleb Smith working on Winnowicki. Entry pass in for Thomas, tries to go around to Shagway, and a foul on the floor against Shagway. And no, it's going to be on Anschutz, and Alex gets his second. Right now, neither team is liking the officiating right now. Foul line left is Austin Thames. Looking for his first points of the game. He's got his first there. He'll try to shoot for a tie. And we're going to get a Michigan tile timeout called by Water Valley. Michigan Tile, winter sale. Stop in at Michigan Tile. I remind you that we have Hope College basketball tomorrow night as the Flying Dutchman hosts the Calvin Knights. Join Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince for all of the action beginning at 7:40. Hope and Calvin from DeVos Fieldhouse tomorrow night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com at 7:40. And then we'll be back with you here from Saugatuck on Tuesday night, a week from tonight, when the Decatur Raiders come in for a girls-boys doubleheader. We'll be on the air at 5:10, our final girls-boys twin bill of the season, next Tuesday night. Decatur and Saugatuck here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Do want to mention our next high school broadcast will be coming your way on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com on Friday night. I'll be asked to do some subbing work. Greg Chandler's father passed away in suburban Detroit yesterday, and our prayers are with his family at this very tough time. And I'll be subbing for Greg as I'll be calling the game between Granville and West Ottawa from the home of the Panthers. Boys game Friday night, 7:10 on our AM station, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Second free throw coming for Austin Thomas. Misses it. Rebound. Austin Phillips. Saugatuck. Indians by one, 28-27. Neither team is led by more than five. Indians led by as many as four. Triple left side by Anschutz. No good. Long rebound. And Anschutz goes into Caleb Smith and commits the foul. And Alex now has three. And Tom Kazin is telling Anschutz, what are you doing? Mon Renowicki, the assistant coach, gets to him first. Three fouls on Alex. Weber with three. Schutz and Draver each with three for one of elite. So it's been a first half of attrition on the fouls. Foul line left is Caleb Smith, the 6'3 senior, coming off a 10-point performance against Lawton. Breaks the front end of a two-shot foul. So he'll be shooting for a tie. Tom Kazin on his feet yelling, "Who's got shooter?" And Joe Shashangui says, "I'll take care of him." Doesn't have to worry about it. Smith does make the third point. And we're tied at 28. Winnewicki brings it over the timeline. 10-1 Saugatuck, 7-1 Waterville Elite. Doing battle in boys basketball. Winnewicki, triple right side. Got it right side! 17 for Michael. Indians by 3, 31-28, 2:28 to go first half. Pressure in the backcourt. Hoffman still with the ball in the backcourt. Now gets the front court to Strzok. Left side Alden. Triple from the left corner. Brings in and out. Rebound and shoots. Saugatuck playing with three fouls. Quickly for Shashagwe. Hands it to Dunn. And Dunn walked with the ball as he tried to move. Five turnovers against Saugatuck. 3 points counted against them as a result. Indians have seen 10 turnovers by Waterville. 9 points for Saugatuck off of them. 2:10 to go in the first half. Indians by 3. 31-28. Waterville with the basketball. T.J. Hoffman trying to work out Anschutz. Man-to-man defense for Saugatuck. Right side with the dribble. Tries to go through two defenders. Still with the dribble. Now picks it up and now will draw a holding foul. That should be Phillips. Yep. Phillips was a little too antsy with that. They had the man tied up. He had already picked up his dribble. And Phillips tried to get the loose ball and tried to get to it. Tried to force a turnover and gives the break to the young man, Hoffman, who gets his first point of the game. Trying to capitalize on turnovers here. Cut it to a one-point game. Does. 2 points for Hoffman. 5 points off of five turnovers for Saugatuck by Waterville. Front court, Winnewicki to Dunn. And Tom Kazin Chance wants motion in his offense right now. Winnewicki inside the arc. Takes up a jumper. String music for Winnewicki. 19 the first half alone. Carrying the load for the Indians. Put the load right on Winnewicki. In the lane. Short jumper. Good by Strunk. Responding the other way. Four for Strunk. Indians by one. 33-32. 1:22 to go first half. Dunn over the timeline. Left side. Anschutz drives. No, but he draws a contact and the foul. Caleb Smith gets called, and Smith gets a earful from his coach, Aaron Toothman. Smith picks up his first. And Alex Anschutz, who has shown no fear in his 2 years we've seen him on the varsity level in football and this year on basketball. And he bricks the first of the two-shot foul. Lefty and hanging a little bit hard. Not enough spin on it. A little bit rough, and Austin Phillips, the senior, encouraging him. Second one drops for Anschutz. First for Alex. Indians by 2, 34-32. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball still in the backcourt. Hoffman gets it in the front court to Alden. Triples from the left side. Got it from the left side. Alden with 20 already in the first half. Waterville has the lead again. 35-34. A minute to go first half. Anschutz. Front court Phillips. Austin Phillips. Hands it to Winnewicki. Takes it to midcourt. Uses a Phillips screen. Sets up for the tray. Doesn't get the drop. Rebound grabbed off Austin Thomas for a Waterville lead. They lead by one. They have the basketball. Right corner, Brian Alden. Pushes it between the rings, Smith. Alden has an opening on the right side if he wants it, but stepping in front of the pass is Anschutz. Drives. No, but he draws the holding foul against Hoffman, whom he took it away from. First foul for TJ. And Anschutz will go to the line for two. We say hello to Jacob Vermeulen, ready to check in after the first free throw. Jake, the 6'1 junior for Saugatuck. Anschutz, who's a lefty, foul line right. Drops the first. Two for Alex. These are points off turnovers. Indians have already with the seven turnovers here in the second quarter for Saugatuck on points. Anschutz misses the second, though. 35-all with 26 seconds to go in the first half, and Water League probably will play for one. They should play for one. Hoffman, between the rings, passes, intercepted by Anschutz. He gives it to Dunn, who drives and scores, and fouled. Dunn's first field goal, give him 5 points. Indians by two, 37-35. Didn't get the foul number. Foul line right, Blake Dunn. 3-point play. Indians by three, 38-35, 13 seconds to go in the first half. Strunk brings it over the timeline. Right side to Hoffman. Bounces it in for Thomas. Two-time. Tries to get it back to Strunk. Off-balance shot from the right side. No good. Quarter half ends. The three-point play by Blake Dunn has given Saugatuck the lead at the half. Indians 38 and Waterville 35. You're listening to Saugatuck High School Basketball on 92.7 The Van at 92.7thevan.com. Time at Saugatuck High School boys basketball action with the Saugatuck Indians leading the Waterville Panthers 38-35. The teams are in their locker rooms, but the coaching staffs, Ron Winowicki along with Tom Kaysen for Saugatuck, Aaron Toothman on the other side for Waterville, are sitting on their benches going over the first 16 minutes before they do their team talks with their players. Helter-skelter first half with a lot of fouls and a lot of turnovers. And not surprising that this game has gone pretty much according to the script. A game in which Saugatuck led by no more than four and Waterville led by no more than five. And at the break, it's Saugatuck by three, 38-35. Leading the way for the Indians, Mike Winowicki with 19.6 for Blake Dunn, four for Joe Koszewski, three for Tristan Ferrer, two for Alex Anschutz, a point for Alex Segovia. Wes Webber, along with Anschutz, each with three fouls. Webber is scoreless. Webber is also Saugatuck's best defender. He may be asked to try to defend a 5'9 player. Brian Alden with 20 points, a season high 23. And Alden has lit up the Indians with those 20 points. 4 points for Michael Strunk, three each for Caleb Smith and Luke Traver. 2 points for T.J. Hoffman and R.J. Rudell. A point for Austin Thomas. Traver and Devin Schultz each with three fouls. Indians only five turnovers, 5 points scored off of those turnovers by Waterville. Saugatuck with 13 points off of 12 Waterville turnovers. So at the end of the first half, our score is Saugatuck 38 and Waterville 35. In the girls' game earlier, Saugatuck rallied to beat Waterville 43-35 behind 18 points from Jocelyn Silva, 15 points in a losing effort for Katie Schultz for the Panthers. Regular feature of high school basketball broadcasts and high school football broadcasts on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com is a look at the world of high school athletics through the eyes of the communications director of the Michigan High School Athletic Association, John Johnson. As we mentioned during our call in the second quarter, JJ's topic tonight is a page from the Georgia Satellites. We'll tell you about that as we enter the MHSAA perspective.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being not that many years removed from having a dating daughter at home, I like the automobile commercial where the father is driving his little girl and her school dance date down the road, playing music to remind them how to behave that evening. finally getting a smarmy, okay, Dad, we get it, as they arrive at the door. Well, maybe we need something like that for folks to play in their car as they travel to high school ball games. It's surprising that it hasn't happened more often, but I could not recall ever hearing about a spectator in these parts actually trying to grab an official during a basketball contest when I got the call a couple of weeks ago from a reporter in mid-Michigan. And while the administration of the home team in this instance took quick action in ejecting the spectator from the gymnasium and following up to assure that there would not be a repeat of this occurrence on its dime, it does give us pause to think about the bigger and ever-growing problem of the lack of respect that coaches, players, and especially spectators have for the men and the women in the striped shirts. It takes three parties to have a game. While sitting in the stands, we seem to be able to, like it or not, accept or understand what the coaches and the players do, but we can't tolerate for a split second anything other than what we think is perfection from the officials. Hey, officials are human beings too. Mom and dads who have kids in sport, who work at their craft. Unlike those of you in the stands who think that watching officiating that